Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out.
Oh my God.
Heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say? Let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh my God.
I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we'll get to Buzz's fantasy football, Commissioner Buzz's fantasy football update in a second. Commissioner Buzz is whatever the music version of Colorblind is.
That's what I am.
That is what you are. The Twitter question is brought to you by
Tone Deaf. Yeah.
Tone Deaf.
Yeah.
There we go. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Do you believe the AJ situation is fixable? 84% say yes. Now, with the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update is Commissioner Buzz. This part of the show sponsored by NJM Insurance.
Wow, I got a sponsored segment.
Really? Yeah, wait till you see afterwards, too. Yeah.
Let's start with Ike,
yep.
Who last week guaranteed he was going to the playoffs.
And?
And this week, he's taking on the number 5th-ranked George. He finally scored above 100. He got above that mark. But he still got a big 2 points from A.J. Brown,
oh,
1 point from Chigakonkwo, oh, -3 from the Packers defense. And that was the difference. He lost 127 to 113. Ike is now 0-4.
Who did I leave on the bench? That's the most egregious part.
Yeah, let's double check who you left on the bench here. You left.
And you still started Carson?
Nope.
No, he did not.
You didn't start Carson?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did not start Carson. On his bench this week, he had Carson with 27, Goddard with 20. Michael Penix, also with 23. You have three quarterbacks, started the worst one. And
who'd you start?
Don't tell him. Geno.
Geno Smith.
Thought he was playing Chicago. That was a bad defense.
Yeah. Oh, that's
sound logic,
they're
no
really
execution.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Ike Reese 0-4.
I hate my team, man. Seriously. Yeah. I can't even get this right.
Yeah.
You know, put the obvious guys in there and Goddard. I'm thinking, I can't have Goddard and AJ on in the lineup.
No.
Neither one of them is going to catch
AJ's becoming AJ. Unplayable. He doesn't do anything.
Nope. Yeah, he's only had one good game.
He's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know he's putting up 31.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
On Sunday.
I got to free him. I got to put him on the bench so that he scores 2 touchdowns Sunday.
Yeah, have your priorities. Eagles are more important than the fantasy
team. Yes,
to
my fantasy. Especially considering I'm 0-4 right now.
Wow, that's ugly. Well, not as ugly as what happened to my team, but go ahead.
Spike versus Jack. Now, the winner of this matchup wins the inner rivalry of the show, I guess you'll call it, because both of you beat up on Ike already.
Destroyed Ike.
Spike and Jack. Jack continues to play great defense yet again.
Yeah.
Got 4 and hurt Malik Nabers.
Yes. He injured 3 of my players.
8 from Ricky Pearsall. A goose egg from the Niners defense.
But by the way, Ricky Pearsall injured. Malik Nabers out for the year. Tyreek Hill out for the year.
Goodness gracious.
It's a really tough week.
That's a bad week right there.
All really in one tough. Week.
Yeah.
Jack continues to get bailed out. He wins 130 to 119.
I would say he's not bailed out. Oh, 3-1.
You kidding me? I had 119 with 3 injured players.
Yeah. I put up 130.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have lost with 130.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen. You got to do what, hey, a win's a win.
And I feel so selfish now because I, you know, last year was the first time I played fantasy in a while. Mm-hmm. Now I've become one of those guys. Poor Malik Nabers tears his ACL. And of course, my reaction is fantasy.
Fantasy league.
And Ike texted us last night, do not look at the Tyreek Hill injury. Of course, my first thought is,
oh, no, that's my fantasy team.
Oh, that is my fantasy team is cooked. I can't replace those points.
Now,
yeah,
I do have him in another league. Yeah, it's been bad for wide receivers for me and Spike this year.
Yeah.
Not good.
Tough.
Other takeaways this week. Dustin, he remains undefeated. Won 142-111 over Tony. Yeah. So he goes to 4-0.
Have I played Dustin yet? I'm checking. I'll check. Go ahead.
Don't believe
he's
so.
He's got a good team.
Yeah.
Who let Yoshi get hot? After starting out 0-2, people tried to keep him out of the league. He's now in a playoff spot after 4 weeks. He's 2-2.
Wow.
I got 8 weeks to go. He's talking about a playoff spot.
Listen, he's in the top six, in the top half. You're already guaranteeing playoff appearances.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot of parity in this league.
Rallying the troops.
A lot of parity in this league. 7 2-2 teams, and basically the entire league is jumbled up besides Dustin and Ike.
That's where I'm going to get back in.
Yeah. The whole league.
Everybody's
like,
running away. Everybody's 2-2.
No one's pulling away anywhere. It's just a bunch of 2-2 teams.
Yeah.
There's a lot more parity than last year.
I'm in trouble.
Yep.
I'm in trouble.
At least my players are healthy.
Yeah.
Also, one other thing I'd like to note here. So a little peek behind the curtain. So the way I can view this league each week is Jack had to make me a co-owner on his team.
Thank you.
There is a stark increase in like trade proposals he's been getting this year, and I get an email every time.
Yeah.
It's Yoshi, Marcus, Tony. I mean, Jack, I've been like 3 mails a week. This trade's been proposed to you. This trade's off the table. Proposed to you. I don't think Jack even acknowledges any of them.
No, I turned him down. It seems like a lot of people smell blood in the water.
Yeah. Well, Yoshi thinks we're all morons. He proposed a trade
and
to me, too.
They're horrible trade proposals.
Every week.
Yes.
I'm not dumping players that I don't do that. So, no, I'm not getting rid of guys. I'm going to fight my way out of this hole.
Well, why would you dump players? What are you saving salary? Like, it's not a
trade deadline coming up. Yeah, who wants out?
It's not a what's it called? It's not like a legacy league.
Dynasty league.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do the rankings again, reverse order, because there's more suspense at the back end of it here. Dustin, he remains at number one once again until he loses. He's in the number one spot. He won 142-111 over Tony. Marcus gets the bump up to the number two spot. He is up from three last week, won 155-110 this week. George, he moves up from number five. He's in the three spot now. He won 127-113 over Ike, as I mentioned. Spike gets the bump down from two down to number four. Losing to Jack has to come with some kind of consequence. Well, and the injuries doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't know about the future of this team, honestly.
Dude, grow a set.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be in the top five.
Oh, sure.
He's won two straight games.
Yeah, but I'm like third in points.
No, he's still third in points.
Well, how many points recently?
You in the top five and you lost two straight games.
He's still like second in points for what it's worth.
You mean I'm not in the top five?
We were just getting to that.
Five.
No, hang on. We haven't announced number five yet, which is Jack Fritz.
Thank you.
Does is win.
Yep.
Got another big win. Injured half of Spike's roster.
How is Spike in front of Fritz?
That's a good point.
He's got 100 more points than Jack.
I don't care.
But he beat him head to head.
A win's a win.
That matters more than the full body of work over 4 weeks?
I'm just a great manager.
He may have had one good week.
No, it's not true.
No, that's not true.
With two good weeks.
No, every week. I had 119. My worst week is better than your best week, Ike Reese.
That's a low bar, to be fair.
It's true.
I got nothing else but to complain about anybody else's rankings.
All right.
Yeah, the 0-4 team's like, how did he get 4?
All right.
So anyway, guys. Jack's in the rankings.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just because all he does is win, and it looks ugly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, Jack.
Change his team name to Smoke and Mirrors.
Yep.
I like that.
Unbelievable. Plays good defense. What are we talking about?
Does 130 points. Seems kind of heating up.
Yeah.
People forget last year his winning streak coincided with the Eagles' winning streak.
Thank you.
Now he's winning like the Eagles again this year.
Yeah. I know my team.
Well, I need to go on a run. Jeez.
I would say so.
Fantasy update sponsored by NJM Insurance. Why is NJM Insurance silent in an industry full of catchy jingles? And find out, how do they do what's right when things go wrong? Tune into Baffling Mysteries to find out. This fictional podcast is brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Insurance underwritten by NJM Insurance Company and its subsidiaries.
Wow.
Easy?
Nice.
Bro, I don't know. He just handed it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215. Thank you, Buzz. Great job.
By the way, I'm still thinking about the Herb call.
Yeah. What about it?
He might be guilty.
of the Epstein thing?
Yeah.
He said no so quickly. He always ignores us, always when I ask stuff like that. But no,
getting a lot of messages of like, maybe we need to do a little investigating.
Release the files. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, feller?
Justin. What's up, brother?
Boys, I've been better. I ain't going to lie. I got the news yesterday evening. You know, I've had this trip planned, and Bad Gum Young's going to smoke me and not be at Chickies and Pete's next Monday, and I'm going to come down and see you and hang out with you. Owen's wanting to see Uncle Spike and Brother Jack and Cousin Ike. And
that's right. We're not going to be there.
Oh, is that next Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Monday. And, son, he's heartbroken, busted now. I said, son, we'll figure something out. And he said, back on, he said, our whole trip was planned around Chickies. Swear to God, he was looking just as much forward to hanging out with everybody at Chickies and he was going to the Eagles game. I kid you not. He loves going to Chickies and seeing everybody and loves you guys. And he's all tore up, son. I'm pretty tore up about it myself. I ain't going to lie. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, but we'll see if we can make something happen somewhere along the way.
Well, how long are you guys staying?
We're leaving Tuesday morning because he's got to be back at work Wednesday. He can only get off a couple of days.
You got to take him to the Phillies.
Yeah, he's sure. Maybe
Spike knows somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. Right?
Yeah, maybe if I win the lottery or something like that between here and there, but that ain't going to happen. I can promise you that.
Yeah, and I couldn't even tell you that we could meet you at Chickies because we're going to be doing the show from the game.
At the daggone ballpark.
That
sucks. But if I do go to Chickies, I still a lot of people wanting to.
When are you getting in town? When are you getting in town Saturday?
Leaving Friday morning.
Wait a minute. So you'll be in town on Friday?
Saturday, so you'll be here Friday?
Yes.
We'll come to
Friday evening, but come I don't to, know if I...
Oh, come to... I mean, we'll I be...
Just leave earlier.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be at Stateside Live 2 to 6 on
there.
Friday.
Yeah, we'll hang out there with you afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, see, what's the logistics of that place? Is it like... Because Owen's only 19.
No. You can go in. It's all ages.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
It's all ages.
Yeah. So it's right across from the ballpark and
everything? Yep. It's
easy access and all that?
Yes. Yep. And it's a big place, plenty of room. Yep. Won't have to worry about getting in.
Well, slap my honey and call me tickled. We might have a plan, boys.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe I'll do that when I see you. I'll slap your honey. I'll call it tickled.
And you'll show him your second Peter.
Yep.
Don't threaten me with a good time, boys.
He's not going to know what to do with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Neither
does Spike.
Man.
And real quick, I'm looking forward to it, but to reverse on what y'all was talking about a minute ago, that was the fastest answer I've ever heard Herb give in my life. For a stop sign.
Yep.
That was a definitive no, hell no, you keep my name out your mouth. I've never heard Herb be that definitive before, because most time he'll blow through a red light in a heartbeat.
It's suspicious, isn't it?
He does a driving job because he blows through red lights with y'all like crazy. But, son, he hammered the brakes that time. I mean, he was screeching the tires. Hold up. Don't put my name in your mouth with that stuff.
What was he screeching?
That was good. He said he knew Donald Trump, but I don't know that guy. And there's other Ripkins in New York besides him.
Yes.
No, you said he was screeching something.
Oh, yeah, his tires was a screeching.
His what?
It's tires.
Tires.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tires.
Okay.
his tires was screeching.
I still didn't get it.
I'm sitting out here on the
said it four times. Is what?
Swinging. Just got off work, and I said tires. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what we. I had to get a new set of tires for my truck. You know, stuff like that. You know, I got to get an oil change.
Oil.
Water, not water.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome.
How long you know me?
Man, I knew what you said. I just wanted you to say it again. That was awesome.
You wanted everybody else to get it.
Yes.
Like, listen to this hillbilly. Listen to this old All right. I'll see if we can't get up and leave a little earlier Friday. We might come up to Stateside Live and
All right, there we go.
Brother. Yes, sir. Again.
But like I said, I ain't kidding. Me and Old was disappointed when we heard that because we want new players, lands, and everything. But it's going to be an awesome trip anyway. I can't wait. Love coming up there, seeing y'all and seeing everybody else. But I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin.
Love you, brother. Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah. Hopefully you get there earlier and get to Stateside Life.
Yeah.
Real Corey in Columbus, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Real Corey?
Hey, Spike. I wanted to say I heard your apology for not getting me on last week. I appreciate it. Nice to see some accountability on this show.
Yes.
Like MJ, I did take that personally.
Okay.
So, Jack, you just kind of showed me that you're not really a foxhole guy.
Interesting.
You can't even give your own coworkers your book. Make them pay for it.
Yep. no free books. They make plenty of money.
On top of the fact that you don't do your own laundry or mow your own lawn.
Well, Jill does the laundry.
And then my
dad cuts my lawn.
And take care of the kids all day.
Wow.
You're not making the 31-year-olds with two kids look good. I got to tell you.
It's an embarrassment.
Well, I do a lot.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm a very involved father.
You don't even do a lot here.
I disagree.
You betting on FanDuel all day.
And winning.
During the show.
So what?
Ike, I'm with you at 0-4 there, but just inject a little Ike juice in there and we'll make it
happen.
Oh,
man, we got to do something, yes.
Oh, Jack?
What?
Where's Jack?
He said inject Ike. I don't know if that calls for the Ike juice. You know.
Okay.
Dropping the ball.
I'm not dropping the ball. Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Mike's right, man. What are you in there doing?
No, it's just like, usually give me some Ike juice, not inject Ike juice, and then the whole thing.
There we go. Now,
thank you.
Now I'm satiated. So,
there you go. All right. Another good reference. Yeah.
I gotta say, Phillies at the bottom of the lineup hits. I think we win it. If not, it's going to be a long postseason. So
or not a long postseason. Yeah, short postseason. Yeah, we want a long postseason.
Yeah.
All right, Corey.
Yep.
All right,
brother.
All right,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I've never even heard of Texas the state until like last week. A definitely believable Ike Reese during a break, still denying the Alexis Texas allegations.
Now I'm looking for the billboard, though. I want y'all to know that.
Yeah,
I'm sure you are.
when we're headed to the bridge on 76,
it's on the way home.
As long as she's appearing, which I think she seems like she is a lot, yes, it is on the way home. Right by where that vape shop used to be, the Gorilla Vape Shop or whatever?
Yeah.
Right around there.
Makes sense.
Yep. What's next?
Mommy, why is that man driving with his eyes closed?
A kid in a car next to Ike's car driving past the Alexis Texas billboard.
I didn't know I was supposed to see it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm mad I've missed it now. I ride by it every day and I don't see it.
The fact that she has gotten so many mentions on this show today
Seriously,
is so
yes,
funny.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Epstein.
Yes. Yes.
And Alexis Texas.
You wonder why Jordan's friend thinks the show is too bro-y for him.
Yeah.
What is next?
And here I thought Jack only got testy when callers criticized the Phils. The people who watched the YouTube feed yesterday.
Oh, get it?
You nailed it.
Testy.
Testy.
Not bro-y at all.
No, not at all. What's next?
The afternoon show's response to the general question of whether the Eagle standard is only championships. Ike, yes. Elliot, of course. Spike gives unsolicited five-minute history of the Yankees and their 27 championships. Alex in Lancaster.
That's true.
I was trying to give context as to how Yankee fans act. They don't talk about being 4-0. They talk about championships. It's the only thing I care about around here. I want this to be a real title town. What's next?
Oh, tell me more, Vic. Tell me more, please. Spike, when he heard Vic called Bo Nix a younger Baker Mayfield.
He did. Yeah, he slid that in there.
Yep. Well, for a second, I forgot that Jordan plays offense. So I was talking about Bo Nix, and then as I thought about it, I was like, well, wait a minute. Jordan doesn't care what Bo Nix looks like. Also, shows I have a type, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Short guys.
But Bo Nix doesn't sling it. Now, he is careless like Baker is, but he doesn't have a rocket like Baker does.
He made some good throws last night.
Yeah, I didn't watch last night.
He made some good throws last night.
And a horrible pick.
Yeah. But he made a lot of good throws, though.
Yeah. He's a good player. I like Baker. He's a football player.
Yeah, I can't say on one hand that I would trade an interception early in the game.
Yes.
For explosive plays and then be critical of him.
But what if he's doing it on the goal line? When
that's not good. Yes.
When we have maybe a Cortland Sutton any time touchdown.
Yes.
And then, receivers from the Broncos.
Yeah, I think he threw for three touchdowns last night.
Yeah, no, he got eventually one to Cortland.
Yeah, he got him in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got him in.
All right. You guys relax in your stupid betting. What's next?
Uncle, leave us alone, Spike. Ricky Pearsall, Malik Nabers, and Tyreek Hill.
I was so excited with the stacked roster of wide receivers.
Yep.
Malik Nabers, Garrett Wilson.
They helped you last year.
Yep.
That's how you want
huge
it.
Wide receivers last year, and now it's just three of them gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Well, Pearsall will probably still be back, but I can't win the league like this. Can't win the league.
Nope.
You know, it's over.
What are we going to do?
Yeah. There's a rumor that there is a Fritz at 6 tonight.
Yeah.
The first time in a while. I feel like we haven't had a Fritz at 6 in weeks.
Yeah. So, listen, we'll talk about AJ.
Is that what you're going to talk about?
Yeah.
What's the take? What are you talking about?
Well, the take is...
You don't ever want to tell us.
Yeah. I'm trying to preview it.
Yeah. Do you believe the Eagles need to trade AJ for the greater good of the team?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Of course they do. What, are we crazy?
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Wow, Jack returning to his room.
Back.
He's going back.
Don't call.
Real quick, let's talk to Shy in Westchester before we get out of here. Shy, you're on WIP.
It's been a great day.
Yes.
You know, the Phillies, Red October, right around the corner, and I'm walking around college campus, and I'm seeing all these women. Can I get some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking that Ike
there
juice.
It is.
Okay.
Shy, you should ask for it again.
Can I get some more?
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
First of all, before I get to my Philly thing, it'll be a short call. It won't be like yesterday.
Okay.
Herb answered that question quicker than Jeffrey Epstein answered it. In
yes, it's a good point. He's guilty.
That's a call for concern.
Herb is guilty. He was on the island.
Yeah, he's there.
Yes.
Second of all,
yes.
There's no way you don't know who Alexis Tex is.
Yeah.
That's impossible. That's literally impossible. Everybody knows. I know a little too well.
Okay.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Phillies, I'll keep it short and sweet. If the bullpen doesn't pitch well, it's going to be a very, very short postseason. But I do have some faith in this team. I think Duran will be phenomenal. I think it all falls on Kirkering, though.
Oh, well, good luck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, good luck.
Training some runners on Sunday.
That's the issue. That's the issue. And, I'm excited. As crazy as it sounds, I think Nola will be fine. You know, his last start, he went 8 innings and struck out almost 10 batters.
Yep.
So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. I think we'll be all right. But anyways, Herb, you're guilty. I'll see ya.
All right, see ya, Shy. Herb, you're guilty. Yeah, I'll see ya.
Everybody's like, Herb answered that too quick.
Too quick. He's never answered anything that quick. All right. Fritz at 6 is coming up next. We will
Troublemaker.
Yes, he will cause some trouble once again, trading A.J. Brown. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I just don't know.
You've recovered.
Well, it's obvious.
I don't I don't think it's a crazy idea.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see if people agree.
That is coming up next. We will talk to you same place, same time. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.